What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. We'll be joined at 5:45 for our triple option feature. At 5:20, we'll have on with us Ryan Horvath from BetMGM Nightly talking NFL, college football, and man, that's right around the corner. And so get you with all those guests giving their predictions for the 2025 season. Charlie, I have a texter that asked about why would the Washington Nationals pick Ethan Holliday over Cade Anderson? Well, partially, this is a signability thing, and they had a little bit of a taffy pull with Dylan Cruz, but, they got the deal done. There was even talk that the Pirates were considering a high school player before they went with Paul Skeens. Now, that was all about money because, man, Paul wanted some big change, and he deserves it because they sure got a lousy team around him. But the one thing with Holliday is he's a 6'3½", 215-pound shortstop third baseman. Before his senior year at Stillwater in Oklahoma, he signed a name, image, likeness agreement with Adidas. And it's the first high school player, well, first one that was reported to sign one of these name, image, likeness deals with a company. Crazy thing is his family's got a lot of baseball ties, athletic ties, and his uncle, Josh Holliday, is the manager of Oklahoma State baseball team. So it's a real kind of connect the dots all over the place with Ethan. I think it would be a signability thing if it came down to they selected Ethan over Cade Anderson. I agree with Coach Jay Johnson. I'd pick Cade, but you can see why teams are intrigued with Ethan Holliday, the raw potential in him as a 17-year-old who looks to be, he's got some big time skills with him. And also, he's got the ties already to Adidas. And so that is the other connection. But when you fire your general manager and your manager literally a week before the Major League Baseball draft, it opens a huge void. You can say, well, we got an interim GM, but who actually makes that call? I've been in businesses before where, okay, you might have the title, but who got the power? And this is why it's being brought up in a lot of circles that Holliday's name is certainly being mentioned as a possibility if they don't pick Cade Anderson.
So a couple things here, Mike. First and foremost, with Ethan Holliday, he joins Jackson Holliday as the former son of Matt Holliday, who was in the MLB for about 14 seasons, to be one of the top prospects in their respective draft classes. Jackson Holliday went number one overall to Baltimore back in 2022, and we'll see if Ethan Holliday ends up going number one overall this year. It all depends on what Washington wants to do with their pick. So a couple things here. We talked with Cokie Riley, the LSU beat reporter for The Advocate, last week about this, that Washington has a couple different directions they can go in. The reason I think they'll lean Cade Anderson here is because they need pitching help in their system. Like, Mackenzie Gore is probably their top young pitcher, but outside of that, there's not much there. They have a bunch of great young talented hitters with James Wood, who's already been lighting the scene on fire this season as a rookie. And then, you know, you hope that Dylan Cruz, the number two overall pick a couple years back, can really develop into something special too. So you have some good quality young hitters already. The pitching prospect is the one that they're kind of missing, the star pitching prospect. So I think Cade Anderson would be the selection. But also, if they view Ethan Holliday as a superstar in the future, that, you know, maybe he'll take a little bit of extra time to come up. Because as you mentioned, he's 18 years old. Cade Anderson's 21. Anderson's obviously more pro-ready. He was the ace pitcher on a national championship winning team in college. He's going to be someone that's not going to spend much time in the minor league. Similar to Paul Skeens. Not saying that he's the same pitcher as Paul Skeens, but just guys that, if they go number one overall, they'll have very short stint in the minors, and then they'll make it to the majors very, very quickly. I think Cade Anderson could do that for the Washington Nationals. If they want the player that's more MLB ready, obviously Cade Anderson's the pick. If they're looking more long-term and they really see the superstar potential in someone like Ethan Holliday, which apparently he has, then they could go with him. I think it's basically a two-man race, Mike. I know that other people have talked about, you know, Liam Doyle, the Tennessee pitcher, Jamie Arnold, like some of these other college pitchers. For me, it's either Cade or it's Ethan. I think it's one of two guys for Washington.
I know one thing with Cade, he ain't riding a lot of buses. Right. In the minors. I mean, he's going to have a quick stay in the minor leagues, and then he'll be pitching in the majors. But my big concern here for Washington is who has actually got the power at the end of the day to say, that's who we take it. Now, does it come down to the ownership a part of this? Is it their director of player personnel? Because in any type of situation where you're making those dramatic changes with the top two minds on your team not there anymore, I think the dynamics of who you might select could also change with it.
So this is what the Nationals' official statement was when they fired Dave Martinez, the bench manager, and then general manager Mike Rizzo. At the very end, said senior vice president and assistant general manager baseball operations Mike DiBartolo has been named an interim general manager. And DiBartolo will oversee all aspects of baseball operations, including the upcoming MLB first-year player draft, alongside other key members of the department. So they have like the interim title on their assistant GM, basically promoting him for this short stint. I don't know if he's going to end up becoming their full-time general manager after they fired Rizzo and Martinez. And it, just as a side note, like, I'll never get over 2019 as an Astros fan. Astros were the best team in baseball that year, and the Washington Nationals just like stole it under the rug from them. And the Nationals have been terrible ever since. They haven't broken the 500 mark since that fluky championship season, World Series championship. That's just sour grapes for me as an Astros fan. I really do think this is going to be a fascinating decision, though, Mike, because if they decide to go young and continue kind of building, you know, I guess their lineup, right, for the future, Ethan Holliday's the pick. But if they want to go with someone that's going to help them right off the bat, basically make them a little bit better in 2026 and maybe be a full-time starter in 2027, Cade Anderson's your guy. And I think that that's a clear option for them.
Anthony Ianson, exactly how high he goes in round one is – because I know with Cade, he's going to be one of the first couple picks. And again, it depends on what the Nationals make that decision and who's making that decision. But Ianson's a guy that I think is so intriguing by the way he finished this year that he raised his draft stock up dramatically. Everybody out there saw it. And even, we've had Scott Sanders on, is that, Mike, he could be a mid-first-round pick. I think he'll go a little bit later than that. But does some team fall in love with him and sort of pick him a little higher than where he's been rated at, and that's as a later first-round pick?
Mike, I'm going to make my call right now. I don't think he's falling out into the second round. The first round in the MLB draft is a little bit different. You have not just, you know, the first 27 overall picks, but you have a prospect promotion incentive pick that went to Kansas City for promoting Bobby Witt Jr. and he finished top three in MVP voting. You have four compensation picks, and then you have competitive balance picks. So all in all, the first round of the MLB draft is 43 selections. And if you're looking at Anthony Ianson, he's the 40th overall prospect on MLB.com's big board. I tend to agree with Scott Sanders. I think he's going to go higher than that. And now, if he does fall into the competitive balance pool, there's a couple teams there, like maybe Seattle or Tampa Bay, even Los Angeles, teams that have multiple picks in that kind of general range from 33 to 43 that, you know, they're known for developing pitchers. I think any of those spots would be good landing spots for someone like Ianson. But someone's going to take a chance on the athletic tools that Ianson has. We've heard Jay Johnson celebrate it time after time again, how great of an athlete Anthony Ianson is. The one thing, he's got great breaking pitches as well. The one thing that with him at the MLB level that's going to have to be tweaked a little bit is maybe his fastball, is what I've read as well. But we'll just have to see. I think Ianson is a bona fide first-round pick in this year's draft, and he'll join Cade Anderson. Anderson, whether he goes one or two, I don't think he falls out of the top two picks. And then I think Ianson's going to go somewhere at the very worst in the comp picks from 33 to 43, but maybe even earlier than that. And, you know, my Astros sitting at pick 21, I wouldn't be very angry with Anthony Ianson at it there.
And the other intrigue is Jared Jones, and we'll talk a little bit more about Jared later, but you can't teach power hitting. Either you got it or you don't, and he's got it. Now, again, you're going to have to understand that he is going to have moments of inconsistency. But, boy, when he gets hot, you don't want to see him up at the plate, and he can swing the bat. We'll have a lot more here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. And, man, we'll be talking NFL, college football. My guy, he's always there from BetMGM, always there around to give us his insights on college and pro football. Doesn't matter if it's June, August, January, he's around. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, old bud Ryan Horvath from BetMGM, BetMGM Nightly. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. Missed talking with you.
Yeah, it's been a while, Ryan. Ryan, I'm going to throw it to you right off the bat. Last year I told you at this time, and I'm going to repeat it. I think the Bucs are the team in the NFC South. They have stability at quarterback with Baker Mayfield. I was a little concerned more with their defense than what they would have on offense. And that's a strange thing to say about Todd Bowles' coach team. But my concerns were there more than they were on the offensive side of football. I feel the same way this year, that the Bucs, that they're still the top team. They're one of the few teams in the NFL that have all five starting offensive linemen return. I mean, in the same position. So, man, you got something there if you're the Bucs. So my thing is, who's playing for the second place deal here? Is it Atlanta with Michael Penix Jr.? We know certainly with the Saints with Tyler Shuck. And Carolina, we saw last year late. Ryan, they made a run at this, and they played some really difficult games against tough teams. They ended up not winning all of them, but they were in there swinging and lost it at the end. So who do you look at, or do you feel like me that the Bucs are clear cut? They're the number one team in the NFC South, and who would you have as the two spot?
You know what's funny is last year I liked Atlanta coming into the season. I didn't know how healthy Kirk Cousins was, and he never was healthy, unfortunately, and got benched for Michael Penix, who showed some flashes. But I'm with you. I tried to fade to bet against Tampa last year, just thinking, okay, well, now Dave Canales has left, and now we're going to see Baker Mayfield go back to being Baker Mayfield. Instead, under Liam Cohen, you know, he had the best season as a pro, and he threw 40 touchdown passes. So as long as he stays healthy, you brought up the offensive line. I know Mike Evans is another year older, but as long as he plays 14, 15 games, we know he's going to have an 1,000-yard season. I like their young skill position players. I really like Bucky Irving. I like all the running backs. So I'm with you. Tampa's probably the team to beat, but I do have some concerns about the defensive side of the ball, like you said. I kind of like Atlanta again. Michael Penix, a full offseason now where he's the guy. He can make all the throws. I think he's a little bit better of an athlete than a lot of people give him credit for at Indiana. They just kind of ran him into the ground. The last couple of years here, they've spent money on the defensive side of the ball. This finally should be the year, man. Like, we keep waiting for Kyle Pitts. I like Drake London. Bijan Robinson might win Offensive Player of the Year. So I do like Atlanta's ceiling. And then, you know, the Saints are the ultimate wild card with a new coaching staff, and we don't really know how good Tyler Shuck is, and he's a rookie quarterback. But you never know. It's the NFL, and that's what I love about this league. And then you brought up Carolina. A lot of people like Carolina to win the division, a lot of sports bettors that I know, because of the price and because of the flashes that Bryce Young showed, especially those final 4 or 5 weeks of the season. I love the Tet McMillan draft pick. Now, Adam Thielen doesn't have to be the number one wide receiver, or Xavier Leggett. You know, they're complementary pieces. And Tet McMillan's your classic XY receiver, jump ball guy. He's going to be a red zone threat. So if I was going to look for like a long shot man, it would probably be Carolina. But like you said, the smart money is probably Tampa Bay. But I think second place for me, at least, would be Atlanta, as long as, you know, Michael Penix can play the position. And if the defense actually shows up every week.
Yeah, that's the big question mark. Can they get a pass rush going into the season? What is the biggest concern for you with the Saints? Certainly, if you take out the quarterback spot, that's a big takeout at this stage, because you really don't know. And I think all of us really believe that if he's not starting game one, it would certainly be a bit of a shock. But Tyler Shuck seems to be the guy they've handed the baton to. Other than that spot, which is major, what are you looking at as the biggest concern for you for the Saints in 2025?
I think for me, it's just – so I like Kellen Moore. That's why last year I was really high on Philadelphia. I love the coordinator hires. I love Vic Fangio on the defensive side of the ball, even though it didn't work out in Miami. And I like Kellen Moore. There were a couple weeks, though. You know, Philadelphia, even with all those weapons, and they go on to win the Super Bowl. So this is like, you know, me just trying to point something out. But there was just times where I was like, man, this is a very vanilla offense. And they had some injuries, like, during the season. It also helped that they had Saquon Barkley they could just hand the ball off to. But for me, that's what it is. You know, first-year head coach, You know, everybody loves Ben Johnson, but you can say the same thing about him. You know, offensive-minded guy, but is he going to have control of that locker room, right? Like, I think that that's how you change or you rebuild and you build culture, I feel. Like the Lions, Dan Campbell goes in there and he's like, hey, we're not the same old Lions anymore, and brought like an attitude and a toughness. We'll find out how good he is this year now without his two coordinators. But that's what worries me a little bit, man. You know, the coaching staff, you know, how long is that going to take to gel, especially with the team? And it's almost like I'm just wondering what their identity is, too. You know, is this a full rebuild? Are they still trying to compete? Is a guy like Chase Young going to play all 17 games? You know, could he be a 6.5-7 sack guy? Because that's what his season prop is, man. It's 6.5 sacks. And last time he had even 6 sacks was his rookie season. But he's been really good against the run. So I think that's just my concern, man. Do they have the right guy as the coach? And that's the crazy thing about this league. We see guys get the job, next year they're out. So I feel like he's probably got a couple of years, which is good, 2 to 3 years, but that's what I want to see. Can he coach?
The thing is, in the AFC, I think I've not heard anybody talk about somebody winning it all other than Kansas City. And you could understand that with Mahomes, or Baltimore with Lamar Jackson, or Buffalo with Josh Allen. In the NFC, it's seemingly the Eagles have a clear cut above everyone else. We had Jen Hale on from Fox Sports last week, and she knew that my pick to watch out for in the NFC it would be Green Bay. Her feeling is she goes with the 49ers. What team do you think makes this a real competitive year in the NFC and could challenge the Eagles to get to Super Bowl Sunday in the NFC?
Yeah, for me, I'm also on San Francisco. And it's funny because last year everybody on the show was calling me crazy because I bet them plus 250 not to make the playoffs. I was like, the Super Bowl hangover is a real thing, especially when you lose in overtime, something that we've never seen, in walk-off fashion, a game that you probably should have won. You had Mahomes right where you wanted him. And they had been healthy. I know Brock Purdy's elbow exploded a couple of years ago in the playoffs. They didn't have a quarterback that could throw a forward pass. But other than that, they've had some good health, man. And these guys are getting a little bit older. I think this is their last run, though. I still really like Kittle. He's only, I say only 30 years old. They just gave him a big contract. I still think that he's one of the better tight ends in the league. McCaffrey, I think you got to kind of use McCaffrey a different way because they have Garendo, Isaac Garendo, the other running back that I really like. Maybe McCaffrey isn't a 2025, you know, handoff touch kind of guy anymore. I mean, we remember obviously his dad, a great wide receiver, and he's a really good, you know, route runner. I'm not saying make him a slot receiver, but, you know, maybe you limit his carries until you get a little bit later on in the season if you want to make a run. And then the defense is what I'm not in love with for San Francisco, but I like that they bring back Robert Saleh. I know it didn't work out him as a head coach with the Jets because it's the Jets, but I mean, you know, when they were competing for Super Bowls a couple of years ago, he was the coordinator. I do like San Francisco, but I'm with you, man, on Green Bay. I can't come on the show though and give that pick because people will just call me a homer. But I really like the value on them. 28-1 on Jordan Love to win the MVP. For the first time in, what, 2 decades, they go out and get a wide receiver in the first round. And I think he's the perfect complementary piece. Just because if you look at his route tree, what he does, he's going to be the burner guy. You know, you could stick him in the slot. They already have good possession receivers in Romeo Doubs and Dontavian Wicks. Christian Watson probably won't play next year until later on. But, you know, if he does come back, he's a weapon. And, you know, the only thing I didn't like about Green Bay, Mike, is they drafted guard last year in the first round when I thought that they should have went wide receiver or defense. And then they pay Aaron Banks. And I know he's a really good run-blocking guard, and they want to pound the rock still with Josh Jacobs. But it's just like that's a lot of money to invest at the guard position. But, you know, if the defense – if like some of these guys could step up and show up, Lucas Van Ness, you know, like it's time for him to do something. Rashawn Gary should be a double-digit sack guy. My concern with Green Bay is the secondary. I thought they were going to work it out with Jair Alexander. Instead, he goes to Baltimore. Now I'm worried, who's that shutdown corner? You know, I really like Nate Hobbs, who they bring in, but he's more of like a nickel. So that would be my concern. Can the defense compete? Because that division did get better. I don't know if the Bears are going to be a double-digit win team this year, but I do think that Ben Johnson can turn that thing around, and I think Caleb's eventually going to be good. Detroit, I think, takes a step back. A lot of road outside road games for Jared Goff, and no Ben Johnson. He's threw 4,000 yards 3 straight years. Now Ben Johnson's gone. We forget Jared Goff was benched for John Wolford a couple of years ago. So let's see if, you know, he could perform the way that he has. But I'm with you. It would be Green Bay as like the sleeper pick. But I do like San Francisco to bounce back this year. Everybody's paid, everybody's happy, and Robert Saleh's back. So I do think that they could win the Super Bowl this year.
You know, Ryan, looking at BetMGM's odds, outside of the Eagles, Lions, and the 49ers, there's those two teams that are tied for fourth place as far as the NFC Championship winner, and it's the Rams and the Commanders. And Mike and I have talked about the Rams as the team that really gave the Eagles a scare in their play in their Super Bowl run this past year. And then the Commanders, and banking on, you know, Jaden Daniels. Are you buying stock into him after he makes the NFC Championship in his rookie campaign, sets the world on fire, the former LSU Heisman winner? I want to get your thoughts on the Rams and the Commanders, who are both plus 900 to win the NFC Championship.
All right, so this could backfire on me because I love Jaden Daniels. I bet him a couple years ago to win the Heisman at 18-1. I bet him to win Rookie of the Year. I thought he would be a better rookie than Caleb. You know, now I think Caleb is going to be better because he's going to be under center more, more bootleg stuff, you know, more 12 personnel, the Colston Loveland pick. I like Jaden. My only worry was, man, when he has to go to that second read. And then he just balled out his rookie year. I mean, he did not look like a rookie. Obviously, he played in the NFC Championship game. The only reason I'm going under on their win total and would not bet them to win the Super Bowl is I worry about that defense. They overexceeded all of our expectations because they were so well coached. But they play a tougher schedule. They go from playing also, you know, one of the easiest schedules in the league now to one of the toughest. A lot of primetime games, man. And the other thing that scares me a little, like, they had some fluky wins. The Hail Mary, remember the Bears were a two-loss team. They lose on that Hail Mary. They can't win a game to save their lives when the Commanders go on that run. But I'm going to fade them this year, and I'm with you on the Rams if, and you could say this about every team, if they stay healthy. I love Stafford, but he's pushing 40 years old. I love Devontae Adams, but he's 32 years old. And sometimes, you know, that drop-off with wide receivers happens quick. I like Puka. Is the defense going to be as good as they were last year? We all like Jared Verse, but can the secondary hold up? The sleeper team, like, in the NFC, actually, and people are going to laugh when I say this, I kind of like the Arizona Cardinals, man, a little bit. Again, Kyler has to actually stay healthy and not be a complete disappointment the second half of the season. But Marvin Harrison Jr. should be much better. McBride is a really good tight end. And I love their draft, and they spent a lot of money on the defense and free agency. And if Jonathan Gannon doesn't win 10 games, he's probably out. I like a coach, like, you know, on the hot seat. I don't know if that they're a Super Bowl team, but at plus 150 to make the playoffs, I like Arizona. But the thing that scares me, man, is how many teams are we getting from the West in the playoffs? Because I already said I like the Niners to win it all. I'm with you on the Rams. So then did the Cardinals also win 10 games? So, you know, the Rams should be the ultimate boom team if they stay healthy. But, you know, that's the only thing that worries, man, is if Stafford goes down, you know, if Devontae goes down, you know, that would be my only worry. Is they're a little older.
And they're paper thin at every position. Paper thin. I like what you said about the Cardinals. I think Gannon can coach. And why I say that in watching them, man, they play hard. They don't have the best talent, but they play hard for Gannon each and every week. And I think that's an attribute to him, that they play like that. Again, we'll see what happens with Marvin Harrison Jr. He's got to step up his game. Talk about step up his game. Which is the real Bryce Young? The one we saw at the end of the year or the one we saw at the beginning of the year? So I'm going to get your comment on it, because the Bryce Young we saw at the end of the year played a lot like the Bryce Young we saw at University of Alabama. That he was really making those dart throws, throwing it between arms and hands. He didn't have great receiver, like you brought up with Leggett and an aging Adam Thielen. Now you bring in McMillan to help out. But is Bryce Young the real McCoy?
You know, I think he is, Mike, to be honest with you. I don't know that he's, like, ever going to win an MVP. I don't know that he's an all-pro or a top 10 or 15 quarterback. But I think he's an NFL starter. And, you know, 2 years ago, I did not think that. I mean, there were some really bad moments. And then again, last year, there were some bad moments. But the second half of the season, he really showed flashes. I always compared his game at Alabama. Like, I was like, you know who he reminds me of is, like, the football version of Steph Curry. Because when Steph Curry went into the NBA, we were like, oh, man, I don't know if, like, this guy's going to make it. Just shooting 60-foot threes nonstop. And he changed the way basketball was played. I said that because, you know, Bryce, he's so little, man. He's just like, he looks like a little guy, but he can make the throws. He's got a rocket for an arm. And let's remember, like you just said it, he hasn't had any wide receivers. I love Adam Thielen, but, you know, he's probably a number two or a number three at best at this stage of his career. Leggett was only a rookie last year, and he still showed flashes. I mean, there were some games they almost beat some good teams down the stretch there too. So I do think Bryce Young's an NFL starter, but this is a big year, right? We can't have a mess of four games, five games, and he gets benched again, because that's what I worried about with him, his confidence. You know, and that's why sometimes I ripped it, because I'm a Rodgers guy. I didn't love the Jordan Love pick. But, hey, like a lot of people didn't like the Aaron Rodgers pick. Sometimes these guys have to sit. It's such a tough position to play. But when you're the number one overall pick, you know, nobody's going to sit you anymore. So you don't get time to learn. But I just think that he needed to refine his confidence, which he did. And I think, you know, he needs some help, some weapons, and better play calling. And he's got that now. So I actually think that Bryce Young's going to have a pretty good year.
Ryan, before we let you run, I wanted to ask you about the college football futures, kind of looking at the national championship winners. You know, you got Ohio State is, you know, top odds to repeat alongside Texas at plus 500. Georgia's up there. It's a lot of the usual suspects, Georgia, Penn State, Oregon, Clemson, Notre Dame, Alabama, LSU all following suit. Just want to get your thoughts on who's your pick and, you know, if there's any kind of value plays that you like there too.
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. So first off, I think I told you guys already, my biggest bet is LSU over 8.5 wins. Brian Kelly doesn't win 9 games this year. It could be rough for him. And I'm a Notre Dame fan. He said he finally has all the resources to win a national title. It's at least time to make the playoff. I like Nussmeier. You know, I like some of the pieces, obviously. They got some guys that need to stay healthy in the wide receiver room for sure. But I love them to at least win 9 games this year. But that schedule is so brutal. I'm going to go with Texas. I know there's a trendy pick, and everybody loves Arch Manning. I want to see a bigger sample size before I'm going to, like, call him the next big thing or the number one overall pick. But I like Texas because I'm a Stark guy. Outside of when he called that pitch play on first and goal on the 1 yard line that cost me $500, I've always been a Stark guy. Texas has a ton of talent, man. Tough schedule. I like them week one against Ohio State. They're 3.5 point dogs. So Texas is my play to win it all. I like LSU over 8.5 wins. And I've never said this before because I'm not the biggest Dabo guy, guys. But I like Clemson this year, and I think Cade Klubnik might be the number one overall pick. He really showed me flashes, and Clemson has just not had any wide receivers that could create separation. They haven't had a T. Higgins or a Sammy Watkins in a long time. They finally went out and got some guys, and they finally spent some money. You know, I know Dabo doesn't want to go into the, you know, doesn't want to do the NIL stuff, but he's got to. So I like Clemson as well. I think they're like 16-1. So Clemson, Texas for me.
Over and under at what is Arizona State's over and under wins this year?
Ohio State is 10.5.
No. Arizona State.
With Sam Levitt.
Oh.
The Sun
Devils. Oh, Arizona State. Yeah. They're 8.5, I believe, for them.
I would bet the over. Man, I watched Sam Levitt and Manning. I told Charlie, because he asked me, who was the most impressive in Klubnik? And Nussmeier certainly looked terrific there. So did Lenora Sellers. You see a different guy mechanically. But who really impressed me? Sam Levitt, a guy that transferred from Michigan State. Man, Ryan, I'm telling you, he lit it up there. And he can move in that pocket. Arizona State is not a one-year flash.
I'm with you. I love Kenny Dillingham, man. I mean, he's young. That's the kind of guy that you want to hire, and he's a winner, man. I'm with you. I think that you win double-digit games again this year, even without Scadabo.
I agree with you. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time and insights, buddy.
Thanks, boys. Do it again.
All righty.
Thanks, Ryan.
Ryan Horvath from BetMGM, BetMGM Nightly. When we come back, it'll be our triple option feature with myself along with Charlie Long. Steve Geller joins us right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. It's our triple option feature. Steven, throw it to you first.
Well, guys, no surprise, Paul Skeens is a Major League All-Star again, his second year in the league. And not a surprise, sadly, either, is still the lack of run support the Pirates are giving him. He was in action last night, threw five innings, gave up five hits, zero runs, 10 strikeouts, zero walks. He was pulled in the fifth, giving up 78 pitches he had in a scoreless game, and immediately the bullpen lasted two whole outs, before they surrendered a run, and what do you know, the Pirates lost 1-0 in that matchup. Skeens on the season has a 1.94 earned run average, but just a 4-7 record. One win in his last 13 starts, and in those 13 starts, a 1.72 earned run average. It just seems like made-up stuff. You look at his career so far, his in the career in the major leagues with the Pirates, 42 big league starts, guys, and a total of a 1.95 earned run average. Our campaign to save Paul still reigns on, sadly.
Yeah, Charlie? Guys, they have the no help. You know, the whole joke with LeBron, oh, I don't have any help. Paul Skeens really doesn't have
help. Has zero help.
I'm pissed at the Pirates because that's the Mariners that they play. And the Astros could have used, you know, the Paul Skeens performance and gotten a game up on Seattle. But Seattle wins that game 1-0 because right. The Pirates are pathetic. I mean, it's ridiculous. Codify has a great stat on this, guys. Paul Skeens this season, 19 starts. He's given up 25 total earned runs this year in 19 starts. And the man has 4 wins. How does that happen? How? It's ridiculous.
Like you mentioned with Codify too, Charlie, I saw Skeens this year, 0 runs allowed in the game, 7 times, 3 wins, 1 earned run allowed, 5 times, 1 win, 2 runs allowed, 4 times, 0 wins.
The fact that he has 7 starts where he's given up 0 earned runs and he's only won 3 games from that, that's just pitiful, as Mike would say. Guys, I'm going with my Astros. Made me very, very happy this past weekend, sweeping the Dodgers in Los Angeles. But guys, this is a stat that I saw. With the last 2 weeks, they played the Phillies, the Cubs, and the Dodgers in 3 different weekend series. Those are all the NL division leaders, the NL East, the NL Central, the NL West. In those 9 games, the Astros went 8-1, gentlemen. And guys, looking at it totally, I mean, Mike, this is a stat that I brought up earlier from Fox Sports MLB. The Astros are 13-2 this season against current division leaders in the MLB. Man, my Houston Astros, they've been dealing with a lot of injuries. They're going to be getting some pieces back later on in the summer. And we'll see really how far they can make that push in the MLB postseason because, you know, everyone keeps counting them out. Oh, you lose Alex Bregman in free agency to the Red Sox. Oh, you lose Kyle Tucker in a trade to the Cubs. The Astros are still here, man. Joe Espada, Dana Brown, they deserve a ton of credit for building this roster and keeping this team afloat despite all the injuries that they've suffered. And the Astros are getting hot. And I'm, as a Astros fan, I am very, very happy.
They do a good job scouting, and you can tell. When you lose pieces of the puzzle like Tucker and then Bregman and still can play this way, Charlie, that tells you just how good their scouting department is and how they're able to bring people up from the minors. And because that's a developmental league. It's not like with the NFL. The NBA sort of has it a little bit. But Major League Baseball is unique in that category. And the Astros have really done a great job there.
It's a funny dichotomy talking about the Pirates and the Astros. It's like the worst of the MLB and one of the best of the MLB as far as organizational structure goes. Where the Astros can lose pieces and you expect, you know, these random kids from AAA that they call up to contribute right off the bat. Guys, there's like four players that are going to be in the starting lineup tonight because now Christian Walker has been placed on paternity leave that a lot of folks, just regular MLB fans, have never even heard of. But you can expect them to contribute tonight for the Astros against the Cleveland Guardians. And on the opposite side, with the Pirates team that, you know, has a lot of healthy pieces, they still can't figure out how to score runs and give Paul Skeens run support. Very frustrating.
Is Gordon pitching tonight, correct?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's just another thing. You have two, like, kind of co-ace pitchers with the Astros, with Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez. The rest of it's kind of duct tape right now, guys, until you get Christian Javier and Luis Garcia back for a potential postseason push, which makes it really, really exciting that these guys that are going to be bullpen pieces come the postseason are still contributing good starts with this Astros team.
Yeah, I hope they're good this weekend, Charlie. I'll go see them.
Yeah, and listen, I hope they are too, Mike.
All right, that's it for our triple option feature. We'll be back to close it up here on our number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL right after this break. Finishing up here in our number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870, we got two more hours of Sports Talk. Steve Geller, Charlie Long, also be joined by Jeff Nowak, talk about the Saints and their visit to France. And I think there's going to be a little bit of a connection down the line, but certainly to push for more international play by the NFL. We'll have a lot more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.